Shut up and sit down.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to R&B Music and History Podcast, brought to you all the way from Music House of Richmond, Virginia. Today, we have Episode 3, Classic R&B Music from the 1990s. What a day this is going to be. So I have with me two persons of who will help us with analyzation and styles of 1990s artists Beyoncé and R. Kelly. Our guests on today's show will be answering three questions. One, between our two R&B artists we're speaking of today, when you listen to either of their music, how does it make you feel? Two, what is the difference in their styles as an entertainer? And three, do either Beyoncé or R. Kelly have any similarities in their music?
Dark child, nah, nah.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
Other day, I will call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm a girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Okay, and welcome back. But before I get started today, I just want to give credit when credit is due. The sounds of music that you'll be hearing throughout this episode today is called Actionable, The Lounge, and Badass. They're all brought to you by www.bensound.com. And now I'm sitting here with two nice-looking gentlemen by the name of Raymond Melchizedek and Sean Conan. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
And you?
Great.
Great, 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 great. For today's topic, we'll be focusing on R&B artists R. Kelly and Beyoncé. Now, gentlemen, before you say something negative, I just want to say I have some ground rules. Rule one, don't say anything negative about Beyoncé, as I am her number one fan. And rule number two, if you do say something negative about her, you will never be a guest on my show again. Do we understand these rules?
No, we don't.
Not at all.
Okay, gentlemen, so on with our questions. The question, first question for today, well, I have to say I have three questions for you guys. The first question of the day. Between our two R&B artists we're speaking of today, when you listen to either of their music, how does it make you feel? And we're talking about Beyonce and R. Kelly. Raymond?
Beyonce is a nice, good artist, and she has uplifting music. And R. Kelly is more of a, he's more of a soul artist, so he's kind of more mellow and more slow songs, so it's kind of slower.
So, how does it make you feel when you listen to their music?
Both of them make me feel good. It's just a different feeling because one is up-tempo and one is slower.
Okay, I can agree there. Sean, how about you? When you listen to R. Kelly or Beyonce's music, how does it make you feel?
Makes me feel happy because she got a lot of excitement. And R. Kelly, he just everywhere.
Okay, question number two. What is the difference in their style as entertainers? Raymond? Who's,
okay. entertainer-wise, Beyonce is probably one of the best entertainers. She's more, has a better stage presence than, not really better, but it's more action in her stage presence. R. Kelly is more about sets and like themes. So he does a lot more with like more theatrical, more movie type of performances. So you're going to get different styles from both of them. You're going to get entertainment and dance from one, which is Beyonce. You're going to get more theme and movie type from R. Kelly.
Okay, so this wasn't, this is for you, Raymond. This wasn't in my questions, but if you had to choose between Beyonce or R. Kelly, which one would you say is the better entertainer?
I mean, I would say they both have their own style. I wouldn't say one is better than the other one. They're pretty much at the top of the list when it comes to artists' performance. So Beyonce has it more with her physical style, you know, because she's a little younger and she's dancing more, so she's going to be more entertainment if you're more entertaining if you're into someone that's doing a lot of dancing. But R. Kelly has so many sets and so many different types of music that it's not necessarily better, it's just different.
Okay. And Sean, the same question. What is the difference in their style as an entertainer?
Beyonce, she will sing, dance in front of boys and girls, but R. Kelly, he only do it for girls.
So he's basically like more like for men and women?
Yeah.
Okay. I do agree there. R. Kelly is known for entertaining the ladies to where Beyonce does entertain everyone. Okay, gentlemen, last but not least, do either Beyonce or R. Kelly have any similarities in their music? Tell me what you think. Sean, I'm going to start with you.
They both have a huge fan base, and they both inspire people with their music.
Yeah, because I'm very inspired by Beyonce's music. Raymond?
I think they have similarities just because they are both R&B artists. R&B, if you know from the first, been listening to the podcast, you'll know that R&B was inspired by like soul and jazz. It's like a combination of soul and jazz, and both of them display soul on some songs and some jazzy or up-tempo type of songs. So they have a lot of similarities, even though they still have their own unique style and their own unique differences.
Great job. Okay, before we get out of here, I have to say this has been a great episode. And I want to give a special thanks to Raymond Melchizedek and Sean Canaan for joining me on the topic of R&B artists Beyonce and R. Kelly. I also want to thank everyone for joining in with us, and I want to see you here next week, and the week after that, and the week after that. Once again, this is Tamika Melchizedek, Beyonce's number one fan. Next week, I'll be talking with two R&B producers about the makings of R&B. So, once again, please come back next time. Thank you, and have a good night.